Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, you're now once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I'm so excited once again to have my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight once again. So as I always let the listeners know, and especially for the new listeners, and for those that are incarcerated behind prison bars all over the United States that are being able to hear this worldwide platform and ministry, get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with this awesome young man of God as he get ready to deliver God's word on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. The word of God says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Aren't you grateful that you can call upon the name of Jesus anytime, any day, and his line is never busy? You can call him up and tell him what you want, because he said he cares for us, and that's why we can go to him in prayer. And that's what we're about to do right now. I'm asking all of you, the listeners, don't forget to keep the president of Ukraine and the people of Ukraine, continue to keep them lifted up in your prayers. Not only those people, but the people of Jerusalem and Israel, continue to lift them up in prayer as well, because the word of God says that we are to always pray for the peace and prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel, and it's all for God's glory. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Here we are, your children, coming together once again, touching and agreeing and knowing that without a doubt that you are God all by yourself. You sit high and you look low. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth. It's in your hands. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for you allowing us to wake up this day and see a brand new day that we have never seen before without receiving bad news through the night. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for every angel that you have encamped around your people that watches over us while we slumber and sleep and while we travel throughout the day in our homes and out of our homes in the busy streets. Thank you for every angel that you have encamped around us to watch over us in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. Even for those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, and we are doers of your word, we still fall short, and we do error, and we do sin. So that's why we are so grateful that we can come through your Son, Jesus Christ, and be forgiven of all of our sins and transgressions, so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain, and that way we can continue to move forward and fulfill our own God purpose in the earth that would give you glory, honor, and praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And so we come now and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you are the healer, you are the doctor. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. I look at my brother in Christ, Deacon Chaplain Richard Mallard, has to go undergo back surgery, Heavenly Father. He's trying to get a second doctor's opinion. So I pray, Lord, that you would lead him to the right doctor, that they would give him the right report. And if they do have to do surgery on him, Lord, that you would guide the doctor's hands, that he would have a praise report like never before, letting the world know that it's you who have healed him. Not only him, but all those that are sick and afflicted for whatever reasons. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for my own praise report on today that I had to go to an emergency on this afternoon, this morning, and thank God it was not cancer again. Thank God that they was able to give me some antibiotics. And so I just know that I, too, am healed in the name of Jesus, because you said by your stripes, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. So we're sending your word back to you, Heavenly Father, because we thank you for being a promise keeper. Now, Lord, we lift up our sisters and brothers in the president of Ukraine, in our prayers that you will continue to move by your spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen all of those family members that have lost loved ones during this unprovoked war by President Putin. Lord, we pray that you will continue to help them to, even in this situation, while they're going through this unnecessary, uncalled for war, they will be able to look unto the hills from which cometh their help, for all of their help comes from you. And continue to touch the hearts and the minds of people all around the world that will continue to send them the aid and the help that they need. And also we continue to lift up our sisters and brothers in Jerusalem and Israel. Your word said we are to pray for the peace and the prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. So we lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus, that you would have your way in Jerusalem and Israel for your glory in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, we lift up the Rambis family, the Davenport family. They funeralized Deacon Terrence Davenport a month ago. And just this past week, his wife, not even a month ago, she made her heavenly transition, Deaconess Jackie Davenport, the wife. So we lift up the Davenport family and also the Rambis family. They are connected. So we lift those families up to you and all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, it's our prayer, our hope and desire that your word will go forth through Pastor Norman King on tonight with power through your word, that it will be received by every listener on tonight, that it will be a blessing and a help to them, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. As they hear your word, they will have an opportunity to confess their sins and be saved in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we just give you the glory, honor, and praise for who you are, because you're truly worthy to be praised, and there is none like you. And we are so grateful that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. For this, we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And it comes to us saying, sometimes all you can do is keep your head up, stay strong, let go, and move on. And I'm a witness to that. I'm going to say that again. Tonight's spiritual food for thought, this is for someone tonight. Sometimes all you can do is keep your head up, stay strong, let go, and move on. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, zane_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played over this worldwide ministry platform. Again, I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played over this worldwide ministry platform. Once again, I hope that you all have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King. I am getting ready to yield the mic over to him. He's going to play for us before he brings forth God's word. The song title, hold on just 1 second, Pray. The song is Pray by none other than gospel singer CeCe Winans will be singing the song Pray. So he's going to play that song for our music book song before he brings forth the word. And after this song has concluded, that he will go directly into God's word. So right now, I am giving to yield the mic to none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. Again, he is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so humbly grateful to be in the presence tonight. And we're going to open up with this song. So we'll go ahead and do that. Then after that, I'll come back and I'll pray and we open up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I hope that
praise
song
Lord.
Has been very, very well taken because, like she was saying in that song, pray. And you know, and just like James was saying a while ago, pray. You know, what's one thing that the Bible says that we got to do without ceasing? That's pray. Pray without ceasing. And one thing that we know, that the time that we're in right now, you know, and that's what I'm going to talk about tonight, you know, some things that were foretold by God himself. And we can say, as I hear a lot of times, kingdom people say, make the statement, a time such as this. And yes, it is a time such as this. But there's some things that God been done said, come on, somebody, and he wants us to be aware of it. And not walking around haphazardly as if you're not being told, you're not being informed. And anyway, that being said, I'm going to go ahead and pray and get started. Let's pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, he's my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, God's people, that is whoever is listening tonight, I pray that you humble yourself before Almighty God and that you lay aside every weight, as the Bible said, that's so easily to beset you, and put yourself in a position where you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speak through me, not me myself, if I'm a humble servant yielding to God, but that you may receive that what God has ordained for you to receive this night, so you can make those adjustments that need to be done in order you can get on and do what God then told you to do. We ask these prayers as I decrease, and the Lord himself through me will increase. We ask these blessings tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen, amen,
amen, amen,
amen, amen. So tonight we are coming from the book of Revelation, you know, at the church, and not only church, my extended ministry is like, go beyond the walls of the church, and I'm doing a Bible study, and I got a few participants who want to be a part of it, and we're going through the book of Revelation, and this is a book that seems to be stayed away from, but it's not intended by God for us to stay away from. It's something that God wants us to be much aware of. Amen. So tonight we're going to be dealing with one of the churches out of the seven churches. So tonight we're going to go to Revelation 2, and we're going to read verses 1 through 7. Verse 1, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles. Listen, I'll read it again. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and has found them liars. Verse 3. And has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Now he's going to change gears, y'all. Verse 4. Verse 4 says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou has left thy first love. Ain't that something? Verse 5 says, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent. See, give you a chance to remember, recognize, admit, and repent. And do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly. This is Jesus talking, y'all. And will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Verse 6, but this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches, to him that overcometh. Now you should know if that's you or not. Come on now. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Now,
with that being said, I want to use for a title, a subject tonight, a church without love. A church without love. See, now, there are seven churches. It's seven churches that God by way of the Spirit, Jesus Christ, amen, revealed to John on the island of Patmos. It was more than seven churches, but the seven churches that he revealed, should I say, through John, it exemplifies, illustrates all the churches in the world. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with tonight can be the first church. This church, Ephesus, the church that is Orthodox. What that means is they are doctrinally correct, okay, but without love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Doctrinally correct, but without love. Now, it won't do you any justice if I don't give you some foundations from which we are going to talk about tonight. What that means? That means in this passage that you need to know who the recipients are, okay? Mm-hmm. You see, verse 1 says, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, right? These things said he that holdeth. Now, who was it that holdeth the seven stars in the right hand? That's Jesus. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the messenger of the church, huh? So the speaker is Jesus. Now, why would Jesus, come on, be giving this type of information out in a place that a man seemed to not just seem, he was. He was put on the island, amen, ostracized. Everybody, how many of you know where you are, God is? Come on. No matter where they're trying to put you, God is. Now, John was put there like he's all alone. Who showed up? It showed up in such a way that it scared him. Come on, somebody. Amen. You know, and see, I'm a bag. Look, for some of you, I'm going to bag that up. All right? And then we're going to get back into this meat. Amen. And we're going to get back into this meat. But I want to bag up what I'm saying tonight. Amen. Because this is something the Lord got me in this book, and I'm going to take my time, amen, and this is all going to be done in one night, amen. I'm extending this, amen, and amen. So I'm going to go back to chapter 1, verse 1, and we're going to get back to this church in Ephesus, because that's my main message tonight, talking about that first church. But it will help us to know what happened before chapter 2. So chapter 1, it says, this is the revelation of who? Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
God gave it to him to show what? His servant. See how personal it is? Gave it to show his servant the things that must happen soon. See, I'm going to stop for a second. We got all these people philosophizing and telling everybody what's going on in the world and this, that, and other. But who is listening to God? That's my question. Mm-hmm. Everybody want to tell you about what's going on and what's happening in Russia this and China this and all this kind of stuff. But are you listening to what God has said, not just no new ramble? Come on, this is being said, amen? As I go back to chapter 1, verse 1. It says he sent this revelation through his angel to his servant, John. John testified about what he saw, amen? God's word. And the testimony about who? Jesus Christ. Now, listen to this part right here. I love verse 3, y'all. Chapter 1, verse 3. It says, blessed is the one who reads. Now, I hope that you're in that category. Now, listen, this is personal. Amen?
Yes,
this is what the Lord said. He said, blessed is the one who reads as well as those who hear the words of this prophecy, and listen to this right, and pay attention to what is written in it, because the time is near. Now, I'm reading from a different translation, so this is not a God's word translation. So I want to read verse 3 again, because this, you got to get this right here, because if you don't get this right here, the rest of it I'm going to talk about tonight, you ain't going to get that. Amen? So verse 3 says, blessed is the one who reads as well as those, come on, James, as well as those who hear the words of this prophet.
That's right.
And, point three, and pay attention to what is written in it. Why? Because the time is near. Now,
yes, Lord.
My mama used to always say, you know, she preached in the kitchen while she was cooking, y'all, come on.
Yeah.
She always would say, come on, James, mama say it's getting late.
In the evening.
In the evening.
And the sun is going down. Woo, what the hell?
And the sun is going down. Huh?
My
I can't even tell
thing.
You how many times I know it. I can't tell you how many times I heard that, huh? Amen. Now, look, but I'm going to tell you, look here, to extend it, I'm going to tell you, it done got late. Come on, huh?
Yes, sir.
It done
late.
Got late, huh? And you better make that adjustment, huh? Now, I'm not, I don't find myself using that you better, but God told me, said, you better change gears yourself and let them know they better, huh? You better make
right.
that adjustment, huh? What? God is waiting on you. Huh?
There you go.
So I want so when we go back here, you know, I'm reading verse 3 again. It said, blessed. Now, are you blessed? Now, according
yes,
to this right here, it says that if you read, you're blessed.
Yes,
can't
Lord, yeah.
just read it. You gotta hear it.
That's right.
You got some folks go to church and they read, but they ain't heard that.
Yeah, you got hidden spirit.
You got some that they hear, but they ain't read. Huh?
Well.
But here, and you got some that's going there to meet some gal. Huh? Come on, huh?
Yep.
You got some gal
yeah.
going there to meet some guy. Huh? Or you
that's
got
right.
some boy that's going to see who's singing today or who's preaching today, you know. All these reasons, but you got to line up with what the Lord says, amen. He said, blessed is the one who reads as well as those who hear the words of this prophecy and pay attention to what is written in it because the time is near. Amen. Now,
amen.
Getting back to our main course tonight, talking about this church, Ephesus. That is a doctrinally correct church, but without love. I know you know something like that. You know
oh,
something
yeah.
like that because otherwise God would be giving us examples of seven churches. And out of these
that's
seven
right.
churches, it illustrates the churches in the world today. Amen?
That's
this,
right.
And this is just putting us in a situation that we need to pay attention to, that the speaker in this revelation is who? The Lord himself. So the first
that's
thing
right.
he
yeah.
did... He commanded them. Look at verse 2. He said, I know your work. I know
Lord,
thy
yes,
work.
So
ain't nothing, look, you can run, but you can't hide. Huh?
Yeah, right.
You can figure your imagination to think whatever you want to think. But let me tell you something. God knows everything. That's
Lord,
why
yes,
he spoke to this church. He said, now, y'all doing a lot of crossing of your T's and dotting your I's, but you lost your first love. Huh? Come on. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou canst not bear them which evil. You can't stand those ones that do evil. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So we see here that this church in Ephesus, okay, now we got to line up now. Let me back up. In the armor, we call it shooting a back ass. Huh? Okay,
right.
You need to shoot a back ass one.
Line by line, precept on precept.
Yeah. All right, it's in me, so I can't help it. I can't help it. So Jesus reminds, who's he reminding, y'all? He's reminding the pastors. That's
right.
What he's talking to, y'all. He's talking to the pastor. He's talking
that's
to the pastor.
Right, yeah.
Jesus reminds the pastors of the church of Ephesus. He holds the pastors where? In his right hand.
Yeah.
And walks among churches. Jesus knows what's going on.
Lord,
because of this, he can say, I know your works. Amen.
Lord,
I know
yes,
your, what you labor. I even know about your endurance. Now
that's
see
right.
now the first part of this message is talking about how he commend them. All of us got some good in us. Come on, y'all. There are some things that we're doing that's right, and there's some things
that's
we're doing
right.
wrong too.
Okay? That's right.
That's why he said here. He said he also knew that they did not come out the church in Ephesus. Now, they did not tolerate evil people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what verse 2 is talking about. It says how they. I hope you follow me in your Bible. How they canest not bear them which are what?
Evil.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Evil. So he's saying to the Ephesus church, He said, now y'all tested everything by the scriptures. Come on. I told you they were doctrinally correct. Know the word, huh? He said, y'all test everything by the scriptures. And rightly found some of the so-called apostles. Come on, y'all know something like that.
So-called.
Look here. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Don't y'all see
that's
it in the Bible? Don't y'all see it in verse 2? Huh? See, some of you ain't never read it before. But it's been revealed to you tonight that in verse 2 of Revelation chapter 2, it says that y'all tried them who say they are apostles and are not, and has
that's
found
right.
them to be what? Says they to be what?
Liars.
The last liars. Okay, then. That's what the Lord said now, right?
He said now.
And that's what he said now. He said now, you've rightly found the so-called apostles. What they get them for? They did not teach pure what? Doctrine.
That's right.
Moreover, the Ephesians believers preserved and amid hardships for the sake of Christ's name. In other words, they didn't play. See, all of us
right.
have some strong points, y'all. Come on now. There are some things you cannot get over us with. Put
that's
you
right.
in check in a minute.
You got that right.
And that's what he's doing. He's lining them up. He's building. In other words, Paul put it this way, edify, exhort, and comfort. Edify means to build up. Exhort means to comfort, and exhort means to strengthen, and then
that's
comfort
right.
basically means comfort. So what the Lord is doing, he's commending them for their work and labor. He's commending them for their steadfastness. He's commending them for not tolerating evil people. He's commending
that's
them
right.
for testing and rejecting false apostles. Amen. He's commending them for preserving and not growing weary. He said, but now I can't continue without letting you know that I got some issues, though. Huh?
Now you see,
I got some issues. So let's talk about the issue. He said, there are a lot of positive things that happen in this church. We know, there are a lot of churches that they're doing things that seem to be okay. Amen to that. Amen. But it's sometimes in churches, there's difference in being a visitor and being a member. Because sometimes as a visitor, certain things you ain't going to see. But once you become
that's
a
right.
member, then you're going to see a whole lot. I'm not speaking negative. I'm just saying that's being real. Okay?
Your eyes be open.
So, all right. I'm open. So we're looking at verse 4. Verse 4 is where Jesus, the complaint comes. Nevertheless, huh? I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left what?
That's
your first love. So what Jesus did here, y'all, he shifts. He shifts from patting them on their back.
Yeah.
You hear me? He shifts from patting them on their back to rebuke.
That's right.
He said, you have abandoned the love you had at first. So what happened? Something happened. Sometimes tribulation could be doctor's report. It could be no money, no job. But there are several contributors. Amen. But Matthew 6:33 says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All those things shall be added unto you. And that's why we got what says iron sharpened iron, right? That's why it's so important that we lift each other up. We all going to be weary. Amen. The Bible says that you're going to be weary in your well-doing, but we may do it for night, but what? Joy comes in the morning.
I'm a witness.
So he said, he went from patting them on the back to rebuke, because there are some things that we need to be put in check with. Amen.
That's right.
Now, one of the things he commended them on is that they had correct doctrine. But the issue was they didn't have a correct heart. Okay? They had correct doctrine, but not a correct heart. The key word here is first, not love. Amen? As with romantic love between a man and a woman, first love always involved what? Passion. Amen? Yet there was not passionate pursuit of an intimate relationship with Christ. See, don't never lose your first love. You know, when you first get saved, well, you want to save the whole world. You ain't got no word in you, but you want to save the whole world. Amen? You know how you feel, you get saved. You don't know no word, but you so. So what happened? Why did you lose that? Amen? There are a lot of contributors, so I'm here to just give you this illustration of this first church tonight who was a doctrinally correct church, but without love. Amen? So they were merely following, what, a program. You know, you got some churches like that. They got program after program after program after program, and they so dutified, and they replaced duty with what? I mean, they had duty, and they had replaced devotion. Okay? Don't put duty over devotion. Devotion must always be over duty. Amen? Look at verse 5. Let's see what verse 5 says. Okay? Verse 5 goes and says, remember, therefore, from which thou hast fallen. So don't put yourself in denial. Admit when you're wrong. Amen? Get yourself lined up. Amen? In Jesus' name. The song I play tonight says, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Amen? Get it right. But there's some things that we need to be made aware of. Amen? The remedy was to remember how it used to be when you were so excited about Jesus. Amen?
Yes.
And return to the attitude. Whatever it is, whatever it was when you were on fire and excited about Jesus, you know what it was. You don't need nobody to tell you what it was because you know personally what it was. Get back right. If the church failed to repent, Christ will remove its lampstand. That's verse 5. Look at verse 5. It says, remember therefore from which thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, and do the first works, and do the first work, or else I will come unto thee, what? Quickly.
Yeah.
And will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou, what? Repent. You see? See, that changes everything when you
so
repent.
Do.
Amen?
Yes,
that is.
Get right back on track.
Amen.
Right
now,
track.
Church
get
activity is about us. You hear me? If our church activity is about us rather than about Jesus, he'll remove his presence from it. Now,
that's
I'm going to repeat that.
Mm-hmm.
If our church activity is about us rather than about Jesus. Now, sometimes we'll say real quick, well, it ain't about me. Ain't about me. Ain't about me. But look here. Let's go back to verse 2. Verse 2 says, I know thy works. Okay? So who are you trying to get over on? You know, the figure of your imagination. See, it's a reason why this message came like this, because the Lord knew that there would be a church. There would be churches like this. That's why he got this illustrated, and it's been revealed to John, that it may go beyond John and share it. That's why you hear it tonight. If it's your first time, second time, whatever time it is, he's refreshing you tonight to hear this so you can go and share this. Amen? The Ephesians hated the practice of evil people. You see it in the word. I just read it. Amen? But that positive did not outweigh their loss of passion for Christ. You see? You hate something that's bad, but that don't outweigh when you lose your passion for Christ. Amen? Now, what we got to back up with? Look at verse 6. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of Nicolaitans, which I also hate, right?
Right.
Amen? They needed to remember the primacy of relationship over performance. Amen. Come on now.
That's good.
I heard a preacher preach the other day, and I'm not gonna say the person's name, but I had to laugh because I'm older now than I was when I first started. And he talked about how when he first got started, how he was looking for George or George or George or George or George or George. He said, now that I'm older, I'm looking for peace, 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 peace. And, you know, I'm saying this because that reminds me of this line I just read. it says that they needed, talking about this church here, right? They needed to remember that primacy of relationship over performance. Amen? So
right.
You got to have a relationship with Jesus, and it got to be what? Intimate. So
amen.
If that is you, if that's you, then you repent and depart from that way and get yourself back intimate with God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you got to set your priorities. You got to set your priorities and become more intimate with God the way you once were. That's why he was saying. He said you once was there, but you lost. He said, you know, you. He said you crossed your T's and you dotted your I's, and I commend you for that. But you lost. But you lost your first love. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, let's look at verse 7. Look at verse 7. It's okay to teach tonight, isn't it? I'm teaching this. I'm doing more teaching tonight. Amen. Now look at verse 7. Number 7 is he's making it personal, y'all. He said not them.
That's right.
He said he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Amen. At the end of each letter, Jesus get personal, directing his remarks to who? Individuals the church rather than the church as a collective. Amen. In each case, he addresses individual believers with the words to the one who conquers. Amen. The Greek verb translated as conquers, amen, it means to be victorious in the midst of. That's what it means. Over in or through whatever circumstances are illegitimately holding a believer hostage.
Yes, right.
Amen. All right. Yes. It said whatever it is that's holding you hostage. That's what that word means, to the one who conquers. Amen?
Yeah.
In 1 John 5:5, we read, who is the one who conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? And if by believing in Jesus, we are conquerors, then why in these letters to these churches are we still exhorted to conquer? Amen? I want you to know tonight that God sees everything. He sees where you at. He's waiting on you to make it right. He's waiting on you to make it right. Amen.
That's right.
He's waiting on you to make it right. We must work out this position, amen, of being a conqueror in the experience of our everyday lives in order to have special intimacy with Christ. I'm gonna repeat that. We must work out this position that I've been talking about, that position of being what? A conqueror in the experience of our everyday lives in order to have special intimacy with Christ in the kingdom. Amen?
Oh, yeah.
Now, in closing, this message was to the church in Ephesus. Christ appeals to anyone who has ears, though. Amen?
We see
it in verse 7.
Right.
He that had an ear, referring to the person who heeds this spiritual principle being articulated. Amen? The one who conquers the temptation to push Christ to second place will be granted to eat from the tree of life in the paradise of God. Amen? The tree of life was a special tree in the Garden of Eden. And here it represents a special level of what? Intimacy. Here we word again, y'all. Intimacy, God in heaven. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
All believers will go to heaven. Amen? And I thank God for the opportunity to be before you tonight as we talked about the church in Ephesus that was a Orthodox church. Amen. Which that means that they was doctrinally correct, but without love. So with everything the Spirit of God has spoke to me tonight, and I hope that you have heard, you said, and the Bible said, read, hear, and obey, and apply it Amen. Remember that the power that we have. Amen. You can't have the power without being saved. Amen.
That's right.
In Acts 1:8, he says that you shall receive power after when
the Holy Ghost
has come upon you.
Come upon you.
Amen.
That's right.
So greater is he who is in you than is he is of the world.
That's it.
So I hope that it was something that's been spoken tonight that's been a blessing to you. And there's more to come. Amen. There's more to come because, you know, this is what we need, y'all. We need to know what the Lord has said about those seven churches. And we'll see, once you get into this kind of study, you'll see where you are and you see where God wants you to be. And then you can position yourself where the Spirit of God will not be suffocated. Amen. And then you will allow the Holy Spirit to just continue to shake you and shape you and mold you and put you in the right status, this spiritual, mental status you need to be to receive the blessings of God by walking through obedience. With these words have been said, been being by the Holy Spirit, and I pray everyone have received it, and now I turn it back over to James.
God Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight, cousin. Pastor Norman King, I like this. This is a good word on tonight. All of God's word is good. It might not sound good to us, but it's good for us. I like that verse number 2. I know thy works and thy labor. See, like we said, like the old folks used to say, like my mama used to say, and your mama probably said it too, God sits high and he looks low. There's nothing hidden from God. And guess what? My younger sister was talking about this today. One of these days, there's going to become a day of judgment. We all going to stand before God and give an account to God for every deed that's been done in our bodies, the good and the bad. So he's saying, he's letting you know, this is Jesus talking, I know your works. And I like how you broke it down and brought it home, Pastor King, on tonight. There are a lot of Christians today. They have walked away from their first love. They forgot all about their first love when they were first excited about Jesus. When they first accepted Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, there's a song that we sing that says, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself what the Lord has done for me. So I knew I was like that when I got saved at 8 years old. I ran and I was telling everybody that I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. But thank God, I'm not bragging, but thank God I'm still running and I'm still telling that same story. And I'm 64 years old and my story has not changed. God is looking for workers. He's looking for you, my sister, you, my brother, that's on the line, that's listening through social media. Those of you that may be incarcerated behind prison bars, yes, you may be incarcerated, but God can still use you, even behind prison bars, to be a vessel that he can use, that you can draw others to Jesus Christ and they can be saved in his name because of the works that you're doing, even though you may be incarcerated behind prison bars. So right now, the phone lines are open right now. So anyone that have a question pertaining to tonight's message for Pastor Norman King, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, the Word of God tells us we are to encourage one another with his words. And I always add this, paraphrase, not with your personal opinions or your feelings, but according to God's word. So the phone lines are open. I know that I received this word, and this word was for all of us on tonight. Nobody was exempt. I don't care how old you are. If you're a new babe in Christ or if you're a seasoned saint and you walked away from God, whatever the case may be, don't use that as an excuse. God is not through with you yet. That's why you're still here in the land of the living, to be able to hear this type of message, that you can get back on one accord with God and get back in good standing and fellowship with God and complete your God assignment that only you can fulfill, that God will get the glory through your life. So right now the lines are open. Anyone have a word of encouragement for Pastor Norman King, or do you have a question?
I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina. Minister King is my brother, and I really appreciate that word tonight. The more I come on and listen on Saturday night and Thursday night, I got a lot to work on. But God ain't through with me yet.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Now, that's a testimony right there. Oh, now, that's a praise report. Now, I think we all can fit in that category. Whether we admit it or not, it's a truth, all of us. I think we have some more people from North Carolina that's on the line. We have some more listeners from North Carolina that's dialed in. and others. So is there anyone else that would like to give Pastor Norman King words of encouragement, or if you was blessed by this word on tonight, this is your opportunity to let him know. Your witness for the Lord.
I am Essex Tuck. He's from North Carolina. I'm Norman King's aunt. I'm his mama's sister. And I really, really enjoyed that message tonight. And I'm praying, and I know God is with us, and he's going to be, he's been with us from day one. He's going to be with us to the end. All we got to do is put our hands in God's hand, and everything is going to be all right.
Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord. And my mama used to say it's getting gooder and gooder. Yes, yes, yes. I'm enjoying myself tonight. Yes, God's word is definitely going forth. Amen.
Beautiful.
Yes, yes. What a powerful, needed word. Yes, yes. This word was for all of us on tonight, because we all need to do a self-examination of our own lives according to God's word to make sure that we being accessed to the kingdom of God. We don't want to be a liability. We don't want to be a stumbling block. We don't want to cause anyone to never give their life to Jesus Christ, because we claim to be a Christian, but we don't never do anything to share God's word with anyone, whether they're in our own family, whether they're in our own house. We do everything the opposite because we're afraid of hurting their feelings. No, you're going to stand before God. If you had a chance to be a witness for the Lord and you didn't do it, you're going to give an account for it. Not only you, but me as well.
Amen.
That go for me as well, all of us. They go for any pastor that's on the line, any pastor that's over this worldwide platform. If you're dialed in on tonight, if you're listening in by social media, yes, God is holding you accountable too. Just like Pastor Norman King just brought through the word, yes, if he has placed you in a church, in a position over his people, yes, you have an awesome responsibility to teach and preach God's word. And not only that, but you got to live it too. Not just preaching and teaching, but you got to live it every day, so you can be an example before God's people, that God can continue to use you to, that he would get the glory through you as an individual, as a man or woman of God that's delivering his word. And then as the corporate body of believers, that as we come together worshiping God and giving him praise, glory, and honor, that's what we have to do. He said, don't forget to assemble yourself together, you know, as sisters and brothers in Christ, giving God glory, honor, and praise. And I love when we come together in the house of God, praising and shouting, giving God the glory. Don't you know that he loves that? He's sitting high, looking low and down, looking down on his children, giving him glory, honor, and praise, no matter what we're going through, no matter how many trials or tribulations you have gone through, no matter what kind of sickness you've experienced, no matter how many bills you had that's overdue and you didn't have the money to pay it, but you still gave God the glory, you still was able to shout it out. That's what he's looking for. Are you able to give a praise report even while you're sick in your body? And you don't know which way things are going to turn out for you. Are you able to give God glory, honor, and praise through it all? That's what the song said, through it all. Pastor King, you done turned out and made me happy. That's what the word will do for you. That's what the word of God will do for you.
Amen to that.
So anyway,
Amen to that.
Pastor Norman King, do you have any final closing words, Pastor Norman King, before we close out
tonight? Yeah, I do. I do. I want to make sure that, you know, I want to reiterate. I don't think I made it real clear. Make sure, because, you know, learning, teaching God's word and learning God's word makes us more fit for the kingdom. So I want to make sure I reemphasize in verse 1 where it says, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things say he that hold the 7 stars in his right hand. Now, the 7 stars is the pastors. Okay,
that's right.
Make sure we get that. Okay, the 7
that's
stars
right.
in his right hand is the pastors who walk in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. So the 7 golden candlesticks is the 7 churches. Okay, so Jesus is in the middle, and he's holding the pastors who are the 7 stars accountable.
Accountable.
And he's speaking accountable, and he's in the midst of the 7 churches. And like I said, this is the first church. I'm going through all 7 of them, but this is the first one on tonight. God bless you. And thank you,
Amen.
You know, my sister and my aunt Essie, she's the one to name me, James. Come on, somebody.
Yes, all right. I didn't know that.
She gave me
that
name, Norman. She gave
me
that name, Norman. Yes, she gave it
to
me. Yeah.
All right, Essie, stay strong. 84,
baby. 84.
All right, now, nobody but God. Yeah, you're still here.
Nobody but
God. God, he ain't through with you yet. He still got some more work for you to do. He ain't through with you yet.
All right.
To God be the glory. So
yes,
I just want to say on tonight,
Lord,
this was a powerful word on tonight. Pastor Norman King, I'm going to tell you right now that you need to stay back there in that book of Revelations. I'm not telling you what to do, but I think this is what the church needs today. The church have gotten away from the book of Revelations because they're scared of what the members are going to think. They're scared they're going to lose members because, like you said, churches now today, they have too many programs, and it's about me, myself, and I, and look at what I'm doing. It's not, God is not getting glory through that. So what are you doing to upbuild God's kingdom? Are you doing street ministries? What are you doing out of the four walls of the church after you leave the church house? What are you doing to give God glory in your home, in your neighborhood? So that's what God is looking for.
Amen.
So right now, we're going to get ready to close out for tonight. And I thank you, Pastor Norman King, for being such an awesome man of God by example, not just by what you say and what you preach, but by example. And not just because you're my first cousin, but I want to say, Aunt Essie, thank God for you. Thank God for my first cousin, your sister Mary Ann, my first cousin. Thank God for you all responding to this word and letting the listeners know that you was blessed by this word. Not only were you blessed, I know I was, and I know that the listeners were blessed as well all around the world. So that's why we give God glory, honor, and praise for this worldwide ministry and platform, because we know it's not about us. It's about God being glorified and that souls are being saved through this worldwide ministry. And I'm so grateful that my cousin Mary Ann said she's been blessed every time she tuned in. And that's what it's all about. So, Mary Ann, share this worldwide platform with your friends and your neighbors. Anyone that you come in contact with, give them the website to this worldwide platform so they can tune in and be blessed by it as well. You too, Aunt Essie, you can give them the website so that they can tune in and be blessed by God's word as well and be helped and strengthened through God's word. We're going to get ready to close out for tonight. I'm going to close out in prayer. But as I said earlier, we want to keep Deacon Richard Mallory in prayer. He's getting ready to have back surgery. And we want to continue to pray for the Rambis and the Davenport family. As you all mentioned, remember I mentioned that last month, Deacon Terrence Davenport made his heavenly transition last month. But on this month, his wife, Deaconess Jackie Davenport, she made her heavenly transition a month apart. I guess she missed her husband so much, and now they're back together again. But we want to lift up that Davenport family and then also the Rambis family in the loss of their loved ones. And not only them, but we want to continue to lift up the people of Ukraine and the president of Ukraine. And again, like the Bible tells us, we are to pray for Jerusalem and Israel, that God's will be done. So eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come once again thanking you for who you are. We thank you for your word that has gone forth through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, on tonight. We thank you that your word has not gone out void. It's going to accomplish everything that you have set out for it to do, that you will get the glory through it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for opening the doors for all the prisons, all of the United States that now can hear this worldwide ministry and platform and be blessed by hearing your word and have an opportunity to be saved. We thank you for every listener that faithfully dials in and be blessed by your word. We thank you for everyone that's come through the different worldwide platforms and networks and dialed into this show and hear God's word. We thank you for each one of them. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow and every door that's going to be open. Continue to bless every man and woman of God that's going to teach and preach your word on tomorrow, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word. And help us, Heavenly Father, that no matter how old we are in Christ Jesus, never let us be afraid or ashamed to be a witness for you, that you will get the glory through each one of us. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God said, amen. But as I always say, remember and know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy
somebody over here.